Number third, brothers and sisters, what is the Ida Baka Bada Harfe Atfi? If it occurs after conjunction, Raituka, see Raituka, so Ka is your Bafulun Bihi, and then Harfu Atfin came, Va, then brother, Iyahu. You cannot say Raituka Vahu. No, it has to be now munfasil. Inni wa iyaka. So what is iyaka here? Mautufun ala ya. Got the idea? So if ya is mansub, then we have to have a damir, which is mansub, which is iyaka. Najihani. Number fourth, brothers and sisters, idha waka bada illa nahu. For example, Ma sa'altu illa iyaka. I did not ask anyone except you. La nabudu illa iyahu. Okay, brothers and sisters. Number five. Iza waka'a ba'da damir nasab muttasil. Now, Aina Majallatul Mudiri, what is the answer? Ataituhu Iyaha. Okay. Now there's an explanation for this. Idha kana damirani min rutbatin wahidatin. Brother, what is the rutbatun? Class, category. Are you with me? If it is from the same class or category, then, brothers and sisters, wajaba, then it is necessary, al-faslu, what is the meaning of al-faslu? Detachment. Then it has to be detached. Kama fil misalis sabik. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? It has to be detached. Kama fil misalis sabik. From the previous example. Wa iza اختلفَ في رتبتي. If they are from different class, you know, جاز الوصل والفصل. What is the meaning of جاز? To be permissible. It is permissible, detached or attached. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Waslu means, brothers and sisters, attached. And faslu means detached. Means attachment and detachment both are permissible. Now, Aina Kitabi, translation brother, where is my book? Ataituka hu, I gave it to you. Or you can say, Ataituka iyahu, both are permissible. But if it is from the same class, same category of pronouns, then it has to be, brothers and sisters, detached. Which is in the first example. What is it? Ataituhu iyaha. Okay, change that iyaha. Remove iya and make it only ha. How will you say? Ataituhu ha. No. From the same class. Has to be separated. Has to be, one is muttasil and other has to be munfasil. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Very good. Adamairu salafu rotabin. Are you with me? The damis are, the pronouns are in three categories, three class. Adamairu salasu rotabin. Wahiya Rutbatul Ghaibi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Do you understand Rutbatul Ghaib? The category of the pronoun which are absent. And its pronouns are Dama'iruha, Huwa, Humahum. Now you know that, brothers and sisters. Rutbatul Mukhatabi. Wadama'iruha Anta antuma. God the idea, brothers and sisters. Rutubatul mutakallim. Wadamairuha. How many are there? Anana. So we know all these things. Now we are trying to understand it in a little bit more detail, brothers and sisters. Fine, brothers and sisters. That's it. Now we go to the main lesson. We go to the main lesson, and inshallah, you will try to analyze it. Each and every dhamir that will come. Please open your Hallo Tamarin. And I want to explain to you, brothers and sisters. Try to analyze each and every pronoun, dhamir. Is it marfu? If it is marfu, then is it munfasil or is it muttasil? If it is damir, is it mansub? Then the question is it munfasil, muttasil? And then the number third, if the damir is majrur, then there is only one class, muttasil. There is no munfasil. So it's easy. Now, in the Ahallo Tamari, there are six columns, and you will have to figure out, brothers and sisters, where does it fit? Now, if the damir is attached pronoun, then the whole thing has to be written, because you cannot write ka on its own. Ka has to be sa'ala ka, or Ataituka. So the whole thing has to be written because it is attached pronoun. Got the idea? Okay. Watch for it. The way Dr. Saab has explained, you will do it on your own and then you will do it without looking at the key. Don't look at the key. You just make the column and then do it. I have written the columns here, brothers and sisters. Now, I want you to pay attention to exercise number 3, in which when the Damirun Nasf Munfasila comes, you know, you got to give a reason. Are you with me? You got to give a reason. So there is a reason for that. And I had written it, but I rubbed it off. It is Li Bukuihi. What is the meaning of Li Bukuihi? For occurring it. For the occurring of it. For the occurring of it after Ba'da. Li wuku'ihi Ba'da. And then you will give the reason. Or if it is coming before the verb, Li taqaddumihi. Remember taqaddumi. Got the idea? Taqaddumihi. So watch for this and you can get help from the Hallo Tamari. Okay. And it can also come li wuku'ihi mafu'ulan, li wuku'ihi mafu'ulan, li mastarin mudafin ila fa'ilihi. Now this is a long sentence, brothers and sisters. If you write it a couple of times, inshallah, it will become easy for you. And if you have difficulty in saying this, brothers and sisters, don't worry. Just say it in English. Are you with me? Understanding is extremely important. Later on, you will become more proficient in writing the Arabic expressions, inshallah. Everything, brothers and sisters, everything you got to figure out. And I'll be asking every one of you. If you cannot answer, doesn't matter. It's okay, brother. Okay, sometimes you know it, but when you are asked, your mind freezes. You cannot find the answer. So don't worry. Al-Mudaris. Ya Usama. Okay. Al-Muraqibu. Yatlubuka. Fi maktabihi. Okay, brothers and sisters. Yatlubu. What is Yatlubu? Where is the file? Mustatir. Takdiruhu? Huwa. So it means the damir huwa is muttasil mustatir. Are you with me? Brothers and sisters, I have written again those sentences. Let me reassure you and let me encourage you, brothers and sisters, that if you do not get 100%, don't worry. Even I did not get it 100% in the first time. It took me a little longer to understand. If you can understand, alhamdulillah, and then later on, when you will revise it, all these things will become part of your memory. You will not find it difficult, brothers and sisters. You will not find it difficult, inshallah. Okay, now we start. Yatlubu, where will you put Yatlubu? Where will you put Yatlubu? Huh? Here. Huh? Okay. Fine. And then it says, Yatlubu ka. So where will you put that? You cannot put ka on its own. It has to be yatlubu ka. Okay? See, now you are putting, and then makta b. So you will have to say fi makta b hi. So we are only interested in hi, which is damir jar. Muttasil, huh? But then you have to write the whole thing. Similarly, you write everything. Huh? I will only give you some examples, brothers and sisters. Okay. Ya Osama al-Muraqibu yatlubuka fi maktabihi. The Muraqib is asking for you to be in his office. Uridu. Where will you put Uridu? Busta there. Huh? You will put Uridu there. Huh? I'll put Uridu again here. If you will do this exercise, what will be the result? You will just become very, very strong. Huh? Uridu and Akhuza. Where will you put Akhuza? Same place. Huh? Akhuza, you'll put the same place. Brother. Akhuza. I'll just do a few, you know. Akhuza. Ahuza, fine. Does it make sense? Huh? Inshallah. Ma'i, where will you put ma'i? In the last column. Ma'i. Zamilayya, where will you put zamilayya? What is it? Mudaf, mudafili. Again the last column. Okay. Hazaini is not. Lam yatulubil muraqibu illa iyaka. So where will you put Iyaka? Munfasil. Huh? Is there anything interesting for us in this? No, nothing interesting. Aksha. Mustatir. Annahu, where will you put Annahu? You will put here. Annahu here. Annahu here. And Aksha you will put here. Got the idea, brother and sister? Aksha annahu nasiya. Where will you put nasiya? Here. Nasiya. Okay, brother and sisters. Inni. Where will you put inni? After annahu, you'll put inni. Wa iyahuma. Where will you put iyahuma? Munfasil. Are you with me? Okay. I'll just write down. Iyaka. And then Iyahuma. Remember it is one word. And they said inni will come here. Fine. Mustarikuna fi musabakati sibahati. Translation, brothers and sisters. Translation. He did not ask, the Muraqib did not ask except you. He did not ask anyone except you. Okay. I'm afraid that he has forgotten. Truly, I and Yahuma, two of them, we are participants in the swimming competition. Khudhuma. Brother, how will you write? You will have to write khuz here. Because it is mustatir. And then you will write here. But again you will write down both of it. Because you cannot write huma alone. If you write huma alone, then it is marfu. It is only mansub if you write it attached, khudhuma. Got my point? Inshallah. Aina kitabul mudiri ya Ibrahim. Now comes ataituhu iyahu. Now, where will you put ataituhu? Because there is a file there. So you will say, atau. Got the idea? Where is the file? Atau fi ataituhu. Is it clear, brother and sister? Where is the file? Atau fi ataituhu. Correct? Now, then who is also wafulun bihi? So you'll put in the column of damir nasab muttasil. The whole thing you'll put it there. Ataituhu. And then where will you put iyahu? You'll put damir nasab munfasil. Inshallah. So if you have a lined paper, go line by line and follow it. And then inshallah you will find it's very interesting. It may take you, if you have the columns ready, then it won't take you long. Maybe half an hour and you will be able to do this whole exercise. But what will be the result, brothers and sisters? You will become very strong. Now I'm going to ask you individually. Okay, I'm going to ask you individually. Next one. Al-Mudaris. Wa'ayna dafatirut tullabi. Translation. Where are the notebooks of the students? Okay. Ataitu hum iyaha. Brother Muhammad. Ataitu hum iyaha. Will you be able to figure out? You can't? Don't worry. Brother Hassan, don't worry. Sister Hafsa. Ataitu hum iyaha. Translation first. I gave them these. I gave it to them these, you know. Fine. So where are you now? Two, you will write down atau fi ataituhum. And then? So where will you write down? In the damir nasab muttasil. Muttasil. You will write down that ataituhum. In there. And then ya ha, where will you write down? In the munfasil column. Got the idea? It's very simple. Wa'ayna majallati. What is the translation, Sister Abhi? Where is my magazine? So what is majallati? Mashallah, mudaf. Where will you put it? In the last column. In the column of jar. Very good. Next one, you do the other one also. Ataitu kaha. Translation, I gave it to you. I gave it to you. No, the whole thing will come. Ataitu. If you put even ataitu, that's good enough. Tau fi ataitu. And then ka and they are both coming together, where will you put them? They are nasab. Where will you put? They are muttasil. So you will write down in the damir nasb, muttasil, the whole thing. Because you cannot write separately. So you got to write it, the whole thing. Got the idea? Sister Abhi? MashaAllah. Sister Sumayya? Mata ataita niha. Mata ataita niha. Translation? When did you give it to me? When did you give it to me? Inshallah. The translation is simple, brother. It's easy, inshallah. Okay, Sumayya? Ataita. You can write down only ataita, or you can write down the whole thing. Doesn't matter. Ataita. Atau fi ataita. That is your muttasil. So sister, atau fi ataita. And then it will go to the nasab muttasil. Got the idea? Damirun nasab, damirun nasbi, damirun nasbi al muttasil. Okay, fine. And then noon wikaya, remember. That is a noon wikaya. Ataitu ka ha. Did we do this? Ka ha, we did this. Ataitu will come here. Just like mata ataita, mata ataita, and now we have ataitu. Fine. Amsi fi maktabika. Where will that go? In the last column. Because this is mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Now still there is more. Akhastaha. Where will this go? Akhasta. Akhasta will come here. Got the idea? Akhasta, Sister Sumayya. Because it is ta is your file. Atau fi akhasta. And where will ha go to? Muttasil. So you will write down there akhasta ha. Okay, because ha cannot come by itself. Okay. Wa wadataha. Where will wadata go? Again here. And then wadataha will go there. Fid durji, in the drawer. Naam. Udhar is saying now, Al-ana tazakkartu. You got a very simple sentence, Sister Naima. Al-ana tazakkartu. What is the translation of it? Now I remember. So what is the verb? Tazakkara. So tazakkartu, where will it go? The first column. You write down, atau fi tazakkartu. Got the idea? Inshallah. Again, you have some more. Masmuka, where will you go? Ismuka will go in the last column. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Ya akhi, where will akhi go? Last column. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. So it's very simple. Remember, ismuka. What is ismuka? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Iska, majroor. Yes, it is majroor because it is mudaf ilayhi. So it will go in the last column. Adamirul jar, adamirul jarri, al muttasil. And akhi, what is akhi? How many words are there? Two. Mudaf mudafili. Where will it go? Where will it go, brothers and sisters? It will go in the last column. It is jar. If you pay a little attention, it's very simple. These are not difficult, brothers and sisters. We have been doing it for a long time. It is just that we are doing in very much detail. Sister Aisha, the teacher asked, Masmuka ya akhi, to a brother, and the brother is replying, Aiyaya tas'alu ya ustad? Translation, are you asking me? So what is Iyaya, Sister Aisha? It is munfasil. Nasab. It's damirun nasbi al munfasil. Fine. Why has it come like that? Li لتقدمه على فعله. What is it? What is the reason? لتقدمه على فعله. Because it preceded the verb. Now you got to take help of the halotamarin in writing the proper sentences, brother. Fine. Sister Nasreen. Naam. Iyaka as'alu. Mansuba. Munfasil. Why has it come in the beginning? The answer is li taqaddumihi ala fi'alihi. Because it preceded the fi'al. Okay, fine. Now, Nusrat, ismi ukasha. So what is ismi? Mudaf. Where will it go? In the last column. Okay. Iltahaktu bil mahadi al-yawm. Where will go iltahaktu, Sister Nusrat? It will come here. You will say, atau fi iltahaktu. Got the idea? Waltahaka mai, waltahaka mai. Are you with me? Waltahaka mai. So what is mai? Yeah, muda. It is go. It's a jab. Ja. But brother, same sister, waltahaka has come. Should we put it here? Or should we put it here? No, because the file is there. Where is the file of waltahaka? Sarasatu. The file is there. Okay? The file is there, so there is no damir there. Thalasatu tulabin min baladi. Nusrat baladi will come to in the file. Okay, now you have a very simple answer. Hum fi faslin. Only here hum will come. Hum will come here. Brothers and sisters, inshallah. Very good. Arju an tusaida ni. Brother, ni has come. So this is Nusrat. It will be damirun nasb muttasil. So you will write there tusaida ni. Okay. Also you will say, where will you write more? Here. Because tusaida has damirun mustatirun. Are you with me? Tusaidu has damir mustatir. Where will it come? In this column. You will write down here. Okay? Fine. Fakad fatatni. Fatatni. Where will you put? What is this? Ya mutakallam? Mafulun bihi. Where will you put? Here. Where will you put? Here. Are you with me? Because it is mafulun bihi. Is there a file for Fatat? Yeah. Yes, so we don't have to do anything else. Okay. Sister Mehnaz. Sa usaiduka. No, sa is... are you talking about sa? Sa is a harf. Usaid. Where will you put Usaid? Yes. No. You won't put. Why? Ka is mafulun bihi. So you will put there. Yeah. In this column. Yeah. In this column. Yeah. But Usaida, where will you put Usaida? Mustatir. So it will come in this column. Not in this column. It will come in this column. This is Damir. Which are muttasil. Okay? And here, they are not mustatir. The mustatir are here. They are visible. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. You can do one more. Yahum will come there, of course. Lan nansa. What is nansa? Where will you put nansa? Where is the file in nansa? Mustatir. So you will put in the column of mustatir. Musadataka. Where will you put that thing? It will be here in the this column. مساعدتك. It will come in this column. Okay? إيانا. إيانا will come here. Are you with me? إيانا will come here. Fine. Now, brothers and sisters, let us translate. Otherwise, some of you will have a difficulty in understanding. My name is Ukasha. Iltahattu bil ma'adi al-yom. I joined the institution today. And three students from my country joined. Are you with me? Waltahaka mai salasatu tulabin. Three students joined with me from my country. Min baladi. Sahi? They are hum fi faslin akhara. They are in the other class. Hum mubtada. Where is the khabar? Fi faslin. Okay? Fi faslin jar majrur shubu jumla khabar. What is akhara? Naat. Huh? Naat. Okay? It's majrur. It's mamnum in sarf. So you do not see kasra. Arju an tusaidani. What is the translation? I request you to help me. Fakad fatatni durusun kathirun. I have missed many lessons. Huh? The many lessons have missed me. Okay. What is the mudar saying? Sa usaiduka. I will help you wa iyahum and them, inshallah. Then Ukasha is saying, Lan nansa. We will not forget your help to us. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Lan nansa. How will you describe nansa? Huh? I'm sure Afsa can do it, but I will do it, inshallah. Fialun, mudariun, mansubun. وَعَلَامَةُ النَّسْبِهِ الْفَتَحَةُ مُقَدَّرَةُ. And where is the file? مُسْتَطِرْ تَقْدِيرُهُ نَحْنُ. That's why you will put it here in this column. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, what is مُسَاعَدَة? It is? No, it's مَسْتَر. مَسْتَر from form 3. مُسَاعَدَةٌ. مُسَاعَدَةٌ. But it is mansub here. Musa'adata ka. So what is musa'adata? It is your mafulun bihi for nansa. Are you with me? Wa huwa mudaf. And ka mudaf ilayhi. So, brothers and sisters, if I say to you that musa'adata ka will come in this column, it is incorrect. It has to come in this column. But we are only talking about damir. What is musa'adata is mansub. But we are not talking about that. We are talking about only damir. So where is the damir? Ka. And what is that ka? Mudah mudah. So you will write down here. Musa'adata ka. Because this is your mudaf. Mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Do you get it? Okay. And then you will put iyana here in this column. Fine. Is everybody with me now? Okay. Look at it, brothers and sisters. Nansa got the mafulun bihi. Where is that mafulun bihi? Musa'adata. That is the mafulun bihi for nansa. And this iyana has come. What is iyana? Mafulun bihi for master. What is it? Mafulun bihi for master. Where is the master? Musa'adata. See, you got the idea? So that is iyana is li wuku'ihi mafulan li mastarin mudafin ila fa'ilihi. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, If you wish, I will write down a sentence. You can write it, huh? What did I write, brothers and sisters? Huh? What did I write? Musa'adatak. You change it and it becomes Mastar Mawar. Lan Nansa. We will not forget. Ang Sa'atana. You helped us. Huh? Okay. Now here, if you see, Na is Mafulun Bihi for the Sa-ada. Got the idea? And ta is your fa'il. It is your fa'il. Okay. And this change into are you with me, brothers and sisters? Please write it down. And then ponder over it. I do not expect you that you'll become master in 2 days. But slowly and gradually, brothers and sisters, all these things will become very clear to you. So, look at it. Li wuku'ihi mafa'ulan. Li mastarin mudafin ala fa'ilihi. So what is iyana? Okay, it's maful. Maful for what? Li master. This is your master. Okay. Mudafin ila fi'alihi. Is this? This is mudafin, this is mudafili. So ka is actually a file. Not now. Now it is mudafilihi. But actually it is file. When will it become like that if you change into the master mual? Huh? See, now that ka, where did it go? It changed into ta. Are you with me? Here the ka is mudaf ilayhi and here the ta is fa'il. So that's why this sentence is written like this, brothers and sisters. If you even understand 50%, it's good enough, brothers and sisters. By writing all these things and pondering over it, brothers and sisters, you will master it, inshallah. Remember, I did not understand in day or two. It took me week or more of constantly trying to figure out what is happening here, you know. And inshallah, you'll get it, huh? Inshallah. Fine. We move forward. Sister Arifa, are you ready for the question? Araka. Araka tujidul lugatal arbiyata. What is the meaning of this? I find you or I think you are very proficient in the Arabic language. Okay. Tujidu is to be proficient. Ajada yujidu. Okay. So, araka. What is ka? Are you with me? Where is ka? Mafulun bi. So, where will you put it? Araka. You will put in this column. Huh? Are you with me? And also, you will put in this column. Because, where is the file of ara? Mustatir. You will put it in this column. It's mustatir. Huh, Sister Arifa? So araka will come here, ara will come here, and araka can come here, in this column. Fine, brothers and sisters. Now you have the key, it will help you a lot. Hallo tamari. Araka tujidu logatal arbiyata. So brother, is there something in tujidu? Yes, there is a mustatif. So you will put it here. Sister Arifa. Tujidu. Where is the file? Anta. Are you with me? The file is Anta. Inshallah. Man allamaka iyaha. Okay, you know where to put iyaha. Okay. Allamaka. It will be in the third column. Yes, mashallah. Will be in this column. And then ya will become. Mashallah. Translation. Who taught you the language? What is the answer? Sister Afsa. Allamani yaha abbi. So abbi is the file for allamani. So we don't have to worry about that. But only allamani is there's a mafulun bihi. So we will put the mafulun bihi in the muttasil column. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? And where will iyaha come? In the other column. With the fourth column. Okay, fine, brother. Fine. Okay, abi will come in the last column. Mudaf, mudafil here. So you got to find out about the damir. You got to become Sherlock Holmes and watch for it. Okay? Ikra al ayat ya Hamid. Hamid yasta'idhu wa yubasmilu. Thumma yakra'u. Okay, brothers and sisters. Yastaizu and mustatir. So you will put yastaizu there. And yubasmilu, you will put the yubasmilu also in which column? In third column. Third column. And yakrau also in the third column. Iyaka na'budu. Iyaka will be in your fourth column. And na'budu, where will na'budu? In the third column. Because the damir is mustatir. Wa iyaka, again it will come in the fourth column. And nasta'inu will come in the third column. Very good. Wa kada rabbuka. And your Lord has decreed. Wa kada rabbuka. What is rabbu? It's a file. Allah, which is anlah. Ta'budu. Illa iyahu. So where will you put ta'budu? Where is the waw? It's visible. So it will come al-waw fi ta'budu will come here. Can you see the waw as a file? It will come here. Sister Hafsa, Sister Abir, Sister Sumayya, see, you can you see the waw? Is that the file? It is muttasil. It is, so it will come here. You will say al-wa'u fi ta'budu will come here. And then illa iyahu, you know iyahu will come in the fourth column. Wa bil walidaini ihsanan. Okay. But this is such a beautiful verse. And inshallah, you will be able to understand it. وَكَدَى رَبُّكَ And your Lord has decreed that you will not worship except Him. وَبِوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا What is this إِحْسَانًا? Mafulun mutlaq, okay? That is your mafulun mutlaq. So whenever there is a mafulun mutlaq, there has to be a verb. There has to be a verb. Fi'l and fa'il has to be there. So brother, this is what it is. Hassan, what did I write? Ahsinu Ihsan. What form of verb is this? Form 4. What is the verb? Ahsana. Yuhsinu. Ahsana. Yuhsinu. Okay. And from here, brothers and sisters, Yuhsinu. I can shoot two dots, but maybe the camera may not pick it up. Yuhsinu. Okay, brother and sister, look at it. Make Amar from Yuhsin. Ahsin. 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 Do the best. Do the best. Ahsana means he did excellent. He did very well. So, Yuhsinu, make Amar, Ahsin. And then, Ahsina. And then, Ahsinu. So this is your Amar. Ahsinu. Fi'lu Amarin Mabniun ala Hadfi Noon. Because actually it is Tahsinuna. Tahsinuna. And from there you got Ahsinu. Ahsinu. Okay, brother. Ahsana. Make the master out of it. Ihsan. So see here in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bil walidaini ihsanan. Maybe somebody will tell you this is a translation. But understanding in Arabic will make you understand that of course ihsanan is mafulun mutlaq. So then where is the verb? Where is the verb? And then your knowledge will tell you that ihsanan is form 4, master, then the verb has to come from the master. And you know, by somebody showing you a few times will make your mind understand and it will move on its own.